I'm the person who will have the supreme pleasure of collecting the reward money for your arrest," said the other, raising his hat in a mock greeting. "I could have apprehended you earlier, of course, but I'm a patient fellow, so I waited until there was an appreciable sum on offer. Your career as a thief is decisively over, I'm afraid. You were too greedy, Ned, and that brought you to my attention." Greet was shocked. "You've been following me? Let's just say that I've been keeping a friendly eye on you. But I always cover my tracks. Watching you doing it has been a rare entertainment." Greet was cornered. He was shaken by the news that his escapades had been under scrutiny by someone else. He peered intently at the man. The stranger looked bigger and stronger than him, so Greet judged that he would come off worse in a fight. Instead, therefore, he snatched the dagger from his belt and lunged. But the man was far too quick for him, shooting out a hand and squeezing Greet's wrist so hard that he let out a cry of pain and dropped the weapon on the floor. The man kicked it out of reach. Releasing his hold, he clicked his tongue disapprovingly. "That was ill-advised, Ned. Try anything like that again," he warned, "and I'll be obliged to kill you."